Hello, you have reached the electric return at 760-0700. Thank you for calling. This tape is for Thursday, it's probably the 17th of August. Anyway, it's for Thursday. I know that much. What's happening? This introduction is at the end of the tape. When it's over, there will be a 3 or 4 second gap, and then the beginning of the tape will start. So was I going to say? Okay, the party is August the 23rd, Tuesday, August the 23rd, at Shakey's Pizza in North Hollywood on Laurel Canyon. It will start at 8 in the evening. And there are about 4 or 5 records that I will be giving away that evening. So keep calling, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
I'm calling in regards to the guy who called in about Elvis Presley. And I just want to say that I totally agree with him. Rock and roll is really going to take a loss over that man's death. He was really the king of rock and roll.
Nick from Hollywood with a comment about Hollywood. I've been here since 1974, a musician, and I've worked up and down the Sunset Strip since 1974. The last place I occupied was the old Columbia Motion Picture Lot on Gower and Sunset, commonly known as Gower Gulch, which is where a lot of the bad things started way back in the 30s. If you read the L.A. Times, you will find that the L.A. Police Department has stepped up their force of policemen to Mayor Bradley. And over this past couple of years, while working on Sunset Boulevard, I have seen many, many massage parlors disappear. Try and count the massage. Try and count the amount of massage parlors left on Sunset. As far as the Continental Hyatt House, they are almost all completely gone. Same way on Hollywood Boulevard. If you notice the Free Press, the majority of the massage parlors have moved to the Valley and Santa Monica. I think the police department, and I have watched a giant raid pulled on Sunset Boulevard, pulling in more than 150 prostitutes last year. And they are doing a good job. If you notice, there aren't that many massage parlors, and those kind of places attract, I think, the majority of the lowlifes. If they disappear, the lowlifes will disappear. I thank you, and we'll see you at the party.
Yes, regarding Elvis, I was not a big fan of his. Didn't really own any of his records, actually, but I was in a chemistry lab when I heard about it. I had difficulty completing the lab because it really shocked me. I still can't believe it. And he did change music, that's for sure.
I think Hollywood is totally shot to hell. As for Elvis Presley, he was a great star. I really enjoyed all the songs and his movies, and I'm really sorry that he's gone now. Bye.
You don't know the time of this, don't you? I think it's obvious he was calling the electric return and heard the announcement that they were going off the air, off the line. Yeah, that's probably it. Goodbye.
This is Justin on Hollywood. I just want to know, why do you think this strange weather is coming about? I mean, why is it raining so much? And, why was it, but it was so hot day before yesterday, and then all of a sudden it started raining and hasn't stopped for a while. I just want to know the reason for that.
I'm calling about that guy who wanted to know what Elvis Presley's two first hits were. First one was Heartbreak Hotel, and the second one was either You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog or Blue Suede Shoes.
Yeah, the nerd part of the kids was asking what Elvis Presley's first two hits are. Well, I think that they are Hound Dog and Heartbreak Hotel. I don't know if they were his first major hits, but they're pretty big. Also, a comment about all this stuff about the Riddles. Steve, who's putting him down, or who doesn't want him? Because, like, I don't know, I thought you were pretty successful for a while, and now all of a sudden you decide, you know, if you have any comments, just make them comments, don't make them riddles. So that's it.
Oh, yes, I'd just like
to know just how many people are going to be at the party over at Shakey's. And, you know, when this is going to be held again.
Well, first I'll answer, when is it going to be held again? The answer is never. This is the first and the last time, because the line will be discontinued on the 9th of September. Now to answer your first question, what was it? Oh, how many people will be there? Okay, I do have a few hundred callers, so most likely the number of people at the party will be between zero and a few hundred. Otherwise, your guess is as good as mine.
Hello, my name is Sherry, and I'm calling from Los Angeles. I'd like to know whatever happened to the Hollywood scandal involving the law enforcement Explorer girls and the officers. The reason why I would like comments is because I feel that the officers shouldn't have gotten into trouble because it takes two to tangle. And if they wanted to get involved with them, and if they knew better that one of their standards was never to get involved with an officer while on duty, why did they do it? And why did the officers have to pay for it? Thank you. I appreciate your comments.
Well, you forgot to mention all the girls involved were minors, and the law provides for a crime in that instance called statutory rape. And as long as the law provides for that, then the courts have no other choice but to prosecute, and the police department has no other choice than punish, I guess. I was thinking, so anyway, and that's how that works. I just saw the word I was trying to think of, disciplined. And I'm not so sure the law should be changed, because this only applies to minors. So it's a pretty good law. I think it does protect minors from things such as that, and they can wait till they reach the age of majority and then make up their own minds who they would like to engage themselves sexually with. Well, before someone says I ended a sentence with a preposition, what I meant is with whom they would like to engage themselves sexually.
Yes, I wanted to give everybody a clue in the right direction for the electric chair puzzle. Now, the question which you're going to ask doesn't matter to which man you ask it to. Then he will answer. And the answer he will give you is that one. And he will point to one of the chairs.
From all the things people have called in, there are probably a dozen possible answers. The one I came up with was you would ask either man, is the liar standing behind the electric chair? If either of the men, well, would the man you asked, which would be either of them, answered yes, that man would not be standing in front of the electric chair, whereas if he answered no, he would be standing in front of the electric chair. Maybe you guys want to thrash it out at the party, you know, because I think there were a couple of musicians who wanted to get together at the party, so everybody can seek everybody else out, and we'll see what happens.
Hi, this is Cheryl from Glendale, and I'm calling about Elvis Presley and his death. I really didn't like his music. I really didn't like him that too much either. Although I just feel sorry for him and for all the girls. I feel like ever since Freddie Prinze's death, a lot of people have taken their own lives because of him. And I think much more suicide is going to go on now that Elvis Presley has died. What are your comments? Thank you.
This is Al Goodale, and I wanted to address myself to the gentleman who called in and said that he used to be a telephone solicitor, but he gave it up because he didn't like lying. And I think he's suggesting that telephone solicitors are liars, but I think, in effect, really, the gentleman that called in must be a liar. I think whether he was a doctor or a TV repairman, if he's going to lie to the public, he's going to lie to the public. The means by which or the vehicle he uses is irrelevant.
Hi, this is Jennifer from Los Angeles. this is Sue from Sherman Oaks, and I'm interested in getting an electric guitar. And I was wondering if anyone out there, you know, knows about electric guitars, what they suggest would be a pretty good one that I could get between, $150 and $200. Thanks a lot. Bye.